Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. And welcome to 2023. We made it. It's a new year. And a new year for a lot of people is a time to make changes, right? We make goals. We set goals. We set New Year's resolutions. And for a lot of people, a new year is a new beginning. It's a fresh start. It's a time to put a period at the end of last year and do something new. And so if you tune into any podcast in the past week or so, they're all talking about the new year. And if you tune into any self-help podcasts, I definitely guarantee they've been talking about the new year. And they're talking about things about how to set goals and how to set New Year's resolutions and stick with them and all those sort of things. And all that stuff's fine. And I'm going to do some of that stuff too. But I don't want to just stop there. I don't want to just stop by helping you set goals for your new year. I want to start by helping you set goals for your life, right? My goal is not just that you have a good year. My goal is that you have a good life. So I thought I'd start this year by doing something a little different. I thought I'd start this year by talking a little bit about who I am, a little bit about what I do, a little bit about why I do this podcast, and then what we're going to try to do through this podcast and ways that you can get the most out of it. But let's start with who I am. My name is Andrew Ward. I have a PhD in clinical psychology, and I've been working in the field for over 20 years. I've worked with children, I've worked with adolescents, I've worked with adults, couples, I've worked with inmates in a prison, I've worked with kids in treatment, and I currently work in a private practice that my wife and I own together outside of Pittsburgh. And my approach is pretty basic. I try to listen to what people are telling me, and I try to find out where the problem lies. So when someone comes in saying they're having problems with their spouse, my job is to try to figure out what is actually causing that problem, right? Poor communication, lack of communication, maybe it's jealousy. And I would say that this is probably what most every therapist does, right? They listen to what the person tells them and they try to figure out what's causing the problem. But I would also say that this is where most other therapists stop as well. They figure out that it's communication, and so then they work with the person on how to improve their communication. Or they figure out that the person is struggling with jealousy, and so they work with them on ways to manage their jealousy better. But to me, this is only the first part of the job. I don't want to just understand what the problem is and why you're having it. I want to try and understand what's underneath the reasons for these problems. So if someone's jealous, I want to understand what's going on with them that's making them so jealous. Or if someone's having problems communicating, I want to understand how an adult who communicates great in every other area of their life is struggling to communicate with their spouse now. And this has been an approach that I would say that I started using 20 years ago, and I've been using it pretty much since, right? Trying to figure out not only what is the problem, but what's underneath the problem that's causing it. And what I began to realize was that although a lot of problems look different or present themselves differently, the underlying reasons for a lot of problems are the same. And after doing this for 20 plus years, I began realizing that not only are these things the same, they're almost universal. I can't say they're 100% universal because I haven't talked to enough people to say that. But I can say I haven't met any exceptions yet. That when I say that these problems tend to be universal, I haven't met anybody that contradicts that yet. And so what types of universal causes of problems do we usually see? What do I usually talk about? And one of them is insecurity, right? People generally not feeling secure in who they are or what they have to offer. And I can already hear people scoffing, well, I'm not insecure, doc. Really? You don't think you're insecure? So you'd be fine standing naked in front of 100 people, 100 strangers? Or you'd be comfortable giving a presentation to a large group of people in an auditorium? Or maybe you'd be really comfortable giving your opinions on finances in a room full of people who just won the Nobel Prize in economics. Everybody has insecurities. They might be different insecurities, and they might be about different things, and they might vary to the degree, but everybody has insecurities on some level. Promise you. Another universal cause I tend to see a lot of is lack of purpose and meaning, right? A lot of people seem to view life as something you just get through. And there isn't really any larger meaning and purpose other than just sort of getting to the other side. And I don't think this necessarily has to be a big pie in the sky sort of type of meaning and purpose, like I'm going to set the whole world on fire. But I think it's simply just having something that's working towards that's bigger than me. Another reason why people struggle is because they have very distorted views of themselves, right? And this ties in with insecurities. But one of the reasons why people feel insecure is because they don't view themselves accurately, right? When they see themselves as dumb, when they see themselves, it's going to feed into insecurities and make them feel as though they have no control over their life. And most recently, and more recently, I would say something that I've been seeing more universally is a complete inability to admit wrong. And this one's kind of new, right? It used to be that people would come in, they would sort of tell me about their mistakes and then sort of sheepishly admit that they were wrong or maybe begrudgingly admit that they made a mistake. But today it's almost pathological how far people go to avoid admitting that they made a mistake. And this definitely ties into insecurities. People have become so insecure that having to admit a mistake is like a death blow to their self-esteem. And so time and time again, after we go below the surface and find the causes of people's issues, these are the issues we almost always see. These are the universals that I almost always encounter. And it's important to say that even though these things are common across people, the degree to which they occur might vary, right? And so some people might struggle more with insecurity than other people. Some people might struggle more with lack of purpose and meaning than other people. But that people struggle with these things is pretty universal. And so after years of identifying the same types of causes for problems in individual sessions, right, after working with people individually and finding the same sorts of problems, I thought I would try to put out something where I could take some of these lessons that I've learned, some of these universals, and kind of generalize them to everybody. And so that's why I started doing this podcast. I started doing this podcast as a way to take these universal things that I've recognized in most everybody and present them in a way that people can listen to them, sort of recognize themselves, and begin to make changes in a way that makes sense to them. And my goal in doing this is actually really simple, right? I'm not making money off this. I'm not getting anything from this. It actually probably cost me money if I figured it out. And so my reason for doing this is actually really, really simple. It's just to help people have better lives, to help people stop banging their heads against the wall and actually start making some progress. You know, do I think this podcast is going to fix all your problems? Yeah, probably not. Definitely not. But I will tell you this. I think if you listen to this podcast and you really take in this podcast, you're going to begin seeing yourself and your life in a very different way. So how can you use this podcast to get the most out of it? And for me, there are a couple things. First is don't just use this podcast as entertainment. I mean, I know a podcast has to be somewhat entertaining or people aren't going to listen. But just sitting back and listening to what I'm talking about is just the first step. I don't want you just to sit back and listen. I want you to think about the issues we're talking about. I want you to think about the stories I tell and think about how they relate to you. And I want you to listen to the problems I'm describing. I want you to ask yourself how they apply to you, right? Don't just be a passive listener. Don't just be passive in your own life, right? Let's listen with a purpose. Let's try to get something out of each episode. And the other thing I think is really helpful when it comes to getting something out of this podcast is to listen more than once. And I know we live in this fast food social media society where things come really fast, and once I've seen them, it's time to move on. But we don't want to do this. Not in this area. I mean, if you want to set a record for how many TikTok videos of people scaring their cats you can watch, like, have at it. But when it comes to changing the way you think and feel, it's not a one and done. It's not, oh, I've heard this before, I don't need to listen again. And so what I want you to do is I want you to listen through it twice. I want you to listen once to get the main idea of what I'm talking about. And then in a day or so, I want you to go back and listen again. And there's a very good reason for this. You're going to miss things the first time you listen. Why? Because the first time you're listening, you're going to try to understand what I'm talking about, just sort of generally. Like, what's he even talking about? What's the main point? The second time you listen, since you already know what I'm talking about, you already know what the main point is, you're going to be able to listen more closely for the things that actually apply to you. So don't just listen to once and shut off. Listen once and then come back and listen again with an ear towards how this thing directly applies to you. See, the goal isn't just to get through life. The goal isn't just to get through 2023. The goal is to get through this year and to get through this life in a way I feel good about. Anybody can hunker down and just sort of absorb punches until it's over. Anybody can do that. But we don't want to do that, right? We don't want to just hunker down and endure abuse until we finally die and go somewhere else. We want to get better. We don't want to get by. We want to get better. We don't want to just leave the world. We want to leave the world a better place. And I don't think everyone has to change the world or set their goals to change the world. But I think without goals, it's hard to find meaning. And without meaning, it's hard to stay engaged and motivated in my life. So even if my goal is a small personal goal that few people know about, it can provide me the direction and meaning I need. And so that's what we're going to do this year. We're going to look back at these universal things that I've been discovering as I talk to people. And I'm going to try to spell them out in a way that's simple, in a way that's easy for you to understand, in a way that you can take them and say, you know what, I might not have all of this, but I have enough of it that it makes sense to me. And so I might not need to change everything, but maybe I can make a few little tweaks here and there, and my life overall will get better. And that's what we're trying to do. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you have questions or situations that you want to share, DM me, and I'll try to address your concerns or your situations in future episodes. Also, if you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I'm opening a private pay practice location in Swickley, and I'm currently scheduling an appointment. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. Next week, we're going to talk about insecurities and how to begin identifying your insecurity. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.